Welcome to Audio Binge, where we'll help you discover your next favorite podcast. We'll listen to trailers of new and exciting podcasts from every genre so you can take the leap into your next listening binge. Audio Binge is presented by AudienceLift.com, a self-service platform for podcasters and video creators looking to grow their audience and reach new fans. Trusted by brands like Wondery, Netflix, and iHeart, AudienceLift is the simplest way to grow your show and reach new engaged viewers and listeners. More on AudienceLift at the end of the show. Today, we're reviewing 48 Hours, where award-winning CBS News correspondents thoughtfully examine the complexities of each crime by transporting you to the heart of the investigation through key evidence and gripping interviews with critical figures from the case. Let's dive into the trailer.
My mom was amazing.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all. They lived in McLean, Virginia, an affluent town just outside of Washington, D.C.
It's a million-dollar home.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
So in that mudroom, we discover Pamela Hansen Hargan. She is laying on the floor of the mudroom.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan had just retired. Now she had been gunned down in her own home. And upstairs, Pamela's youngest daughter, Helen Hargan, lay dead with a rifle leaning against her body.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
Police say Helen Hargan shot her mom, Pamela Hargan, before turning the gun on herself.
But for the detectives on the scene, certain clues weren't adding up.
We have manipulated crime scene in multiple places.
So what was really going on inside the Hargan home?
A lot of these cases are like huge jigsaw puzzles that you can never fully put together.
Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts. For early and ad-free access to Blood is Thicker, subscribe to 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts or Wondery Plus on the Wondery app. Start your free trial today.
So who is 48 Hours perfect for? After all, there's a slew of true crime podcasts that you can choose from. Why would you choose to listen to the 48 Hours podcast? Well, if you crave well-researched, reporter-driven true crime content, 48 Hours is bar none one of the best places you can get that. It's backed by the resources of CBS News and the video content that they create for their channel. And so having that in a podcast form in a really well-crafted, curated fashion is a fantastic way to get access to that. If you want impact, justice-oriented storytelling, then this is going to be another place where you can find those unique stories. And if you prefer efficient, story-first episodes that really cut out the filler and get right to the meat of the story, this is going to be a really great podcast for you, especially if you enjoy layered content with follow-ups and archival dives on previous cases. 48 Hours really has it all, and it ranks among the best in its class in the true crime podcast category. You can find 48 Hours wherever you listen to podcasts, on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll leave links to both of those in the show notes below. Definitely go check it out and leave a rating or review to let them know what you think of the episodes and let them know that Audio Binge sent them your way. And if you are a brand or an agency and you have a podcast or a YouTube channel that just feels stuck, like it's just not growing as fast as you know that it could, you should check out AudienceLift.com, where you can very easily create a video growth campaign or an audio growth campaign, no matter what type of content you cover. And AudienceLift will match you with new listeners and viewers. They're going to become dedicated fans for your show. So if that sounds like something that really benefit you and meet a big need for you, go to AudienceLift.com to learn more about their packages, which start at $500.